Hundreds of reporters covered the Marathon bombing story, a story that changed minute by minute. Bruce Gellerman, a reporter at our home station WBUR, was on the scene from early Friday morning throughout the manhunt and when police finally apprehended Joe Harsanyiev.
On a breaking news story like this, you figure things out on the fly. So it's good to rely on tried and true reporter rules. Rule number one, get your facts straight. Rule number two, this is radio, no sound, no story. 1 a.m., Mount Auburn and Spruce Street are 2 minutes from my house. Things were quiet. A few Watertown patrol cars blocked the intersection. I start recording and flash my press pass. The officer isn't impressed.
Oh, him? Yeah.
I'm a reporter.
No, not him. I told him to stay back.
There could be shots fired. You're going to have to back up a little bit.
Is this related to the MIT?
I don't know yet. I just got here. So you got to back up a little bit, though. This is people still getting hurt. Okay? Come on. Do us a favor.
I'm happy to do that.
Thanks.
Reporter rule three. Listen. You can learn a lot. Shots were fired. People hurt. Rule four. Be nice. Especially to the police. They have guns. You have questions. Simple ones are best.
No cell phones. Turn it off, okay? They got explosive devices that they think they might have found. So I need you to turn it off in front of me right now, okay? I'm just going to ask you to push back to that other building, okay? Because they got people coming down Spruce Street right now.
Okay.
2 a.m. Friday. The pace picks up. Now there are state police cars, some black Suburbans, and the Cape Cod SWAT truck arrives. Reporter rule five, connect the dots.
All right, so I'm at Mount Auburn and Spruce Street. Overhead is a helicopter hovering seemingly over the arsenal around that area. What I heard was that there was a threat of an IED, maybe related to the suspect who killed an MIT guard and stole an SUV.
Rule six, words have consequence. Seemingly, reportedly, allegedly, you gotta be careful.
Something's going on. Okay, it seems that they're getting in their cars here to go somewhere. Let me go find out what's going on. Then what do we got?
Get out of here. For now, can you get out of here? We're trying to make plans. Thank you.
Okay, so I was told to get out of here, and now we've got all the state police kind of loading up. The SWAT truck is pulling out too, it seems. And they're going further towards Cambridge.
The police cars keep moving the perimeter, blocking off more streets. Overhead, the helicopter expands its circle. A few curious neighbors are on their porches.
We were just told to get inside and lock the doors.
There's still one around.
Did you get one?
Still one around.
Did you get anyone? Okay, so the policeman said to get inside and lock the doors. And he said there's still one around, which would suggest there's more than one. One of the residents here. Are you coming down?
More dots to connect. Until now, this was a shooting and chase story. It's turning out to be a lot more.
Hi, I'm Bruce Gellman from Public Radio in Boston. What's your name?
My name is Yam Saiki.
Tell me what you saw or heard.
Well, I was just watching TV when all of a sudden I heard a really loud bang, sounded like a loud firecracker. All of a sudden that happened twice again and sounded more like explosions at that point. And then started hearing a crackling pops.
Reporter rule seven, get multiple sources.
My name's Tom Svensson.
Svensson?
Svensson.
S-V?
S-V, Svensson, yeah.
How do you spell it? S-V?
S-V-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay, so what did you see?
Well, I heard my wife.
Rule eight, bring a lot of batteries.
Anybody
need the bag over here? 3 a.m., and officials set up a staging area for law enforcement agencies at the Arsenal Mall and a media center across the street at the Watertown Mall.
Let me go through the scenario, then we'll take a few questions.
Please.
At about 10:30 last evening, a robbery took place at a 7-Eleven in Cambridge.
This isn't just a story. It's an unprecedented shift. Boston and surrounding communities are locked down. Mass transit stopped. Citizens requested to shelter in place.
Folks, we've got to get back to the incident. We'll be back in about an hour to brief you again as soon as... Thank you.
Reporting can be exciting, but a lot of reporting is a lot of waiting. Food and porta-potties arrive. Journalists dig in for the duration, finally finding time to recharge cell phones and check more facts. There are more briefings, but still no news about the suspect. Then surprisingly, the lockdown is lifted. People leave their homes. And a resident on Franklin Street heads out to his backyard, happens to check on his boat, and notices a bloodied man hiding inside. And this is just the beginning of the story.
Bruce Gellerman of our home station, WBUR.